the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her past a secret from her new man.
Gotta listen to it, though.
Uh-oh.
Wepa, uh-oh.
She says, Allie and DZ, because you can always email us your Am I the Jerks, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs. We get a lot on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
We find them eventually.
It's safe. We'll get there.
Or Instagram, whatever. This is what she said. Allie and DZ, I've been dating a really nice man for about 5 months, and we decided it was time to start introducing our friends and family members.
Next steps.
So we got everyone together last weekend at a bar, and my boyfriend really hit it off with one of my oldest guy friends. We'll call him Jason.
All right, Jason.
I was happy they had so much in common, and I'm looking forward to the future with my new man. My cousin called me, though, after the get-together and asked how it went since she couldn't come, and I told her, well, my new man and Jason really hit it off. I'm happy everyone gets along so well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then she asked if I told my boyfriend that I had a past with Jason.
Oh.
And I said, no, there's no need to tell him because we dated over 5 years ago.
Okay.
My cousin said it's shady and I should tell him because if my boyfriend finds out later that I have a romantic past with Jason, he's going to feel betrayed, especially since they're friends now.
Sure.
Am I the jerk for keeping our past a secret from my new man?
All right.
So her new man has gravitated towards her ex.
And they're hitting it off. Clearly, you got a type, girl.
And she hasn't told him that that's her ex because it was 5 years ago.
Right.
But they have a romantic past.
But it's 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, she did say
so it shouldn't be a big deal.
It's one of my oldest friends.
Oldest guy friends.
Guy friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. So who knows how long. Yeah, they dated 5 years ago.
So he's not going anywhere.
But maybe they've been friends for 20 years, mm-hmm. right?
Or maybe they dated for 15 of the 20. I don't know. I'm making that up.
5 years ago doesn't tell us how long they actually dated
for. It does not.
5 years ago compared to 5 months, though, might throw you off mentally if you hear, oh, yeah, I did have a romantic past with this guy.
And now you're friends with him. Because I'm thinking about this. I'm like, okay, let me think about this. I meet a new guy. I'm trying to go both ways. I meet all the friends and family, and I hit it off with one of his mm-hmm. friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this girl is so cool. And then I find out they used to get it on. And
I'm
now
so
I'm
glad you like her because she's one of my exes.
And now I'm like, oh. And now I'm like, why is she friending me up? Like,
right. Oh,
now I'm like,
I didn't even go there.
Now I'm like, wait a second, hold on.
Is he
on.
Getting close to me because he, oh.
I don't know, like, but that's me being paranoid.
No, that's deep though, that's
but
deep.
I do think you should tell the new boyfriend everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't tell them that you dated. If it's not a big deal, why wouldn't you tell the guy, we have a past? If you don't, now I'm thinking it's a big deal.
You know, just like, as a title, I'm thinking jerk, right? But then I hear it, and I go, well, maybe mm-hmm. she's not the jerk, because this is the first meet, the first hangout. They're hitting it off, and it's cool. Maybe later in time, when you guys lock in more, you can go, hey, listen,
By the way,
that's
when it gets more awkward, because he's like, you didn't tell me the first time, and now I've been texting this dude.
Me and this dude want to hang out now.
We're going golfing now.
We're bro-ing it up.
We're going out together. We're going to wherever.
And we both know you biblically? Oh, my goodness.
And you didn't tell me?
I could hear where he would be upset by that, but that's mm-hmm. fragile masculinity, in my opinion.
Fair.
That's somebody not being confident in what they got going on for themselves, right? I would be bothered. If mm-hmm. I were to find out something like that, yeah, I'm not going to negate and say, hey, man, hold on. I wish I would have known that sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But to stay upset about that, no, because I understand why you'd want to approach that a little timidly. Bro. Mm-hmm. You don't want to necessarily set something off because she's thinking, if I do tell him that I used to date this guy, it's going to be a problem. If I don't tell him I used to date this guy,
it's going to be a problem. April and Racine texted in. She said, she's a jerk. Tell that man. Why hide it if it's not a problem?
I think it's long enough. 5 years, clearly it didn't work out. I think you're okay, and I'm leaning towards not the jerk as long as you tell him eventually.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, if Jason casually brings it up to her new man, she's going to come off as sneaky.
Oh.
So if the friend brings it up, then she has to be the one to tell her man that she used to date this guy. If you missed it at the beginning of Am I the Jerk, she basically wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her past a secret. She introduced her new boyfriend of 5 months to her friends and family. One of her friends, she used to date 5 years ago, and he's hitting it off with the friend she used to date. He does not know she used to date this guy.
Could you imagine that these two are playing 18 at Brown Deer Golf Course
die.
Or something, and Jason's on like hole nine going, yeah, baby, hole in one.
This is why I'm not friends with my exes. See,
by the way,
you're asking for trouble.
Oh,
you're just
Lord.
Asking for
by
trouble.
By the way, me and you,
you're asking for it.
You are, oh, uh-huh. man. breathe, because I'm sticking with not the jerk, because under the circumstance, I'm 10 toes on it.
You're wrong, but fair enough.
I'm 10 toes on it.
414-533-1037. Everybody's saying she should tell him. Well, duh, but that's not the question.
Should she have told him already?
Is she the jerk for keeping her past from the new man?
Mm-hmm.
George from Mequon here. He said, me and Chris, the caller, tell each other everything. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what that means, George. Mimi from Milwaukee said, I think only women feel guilty about these things. My Hofax is not a boyfriend's business. maybe a husband.
Oh.
Oh,
well,
some people don't get married, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to get married again, so
and
what?
You don't know what kind of life people are creating. You could have a life partner without a marriage.
Mm.
And she says she's excited for her future. If she sees a future with this guy, I get why you would want to know and why you would want to tell, but right now it doesn't seem relevant enough.
Adrian and Jackson actually agreed with you on the text. Absolutely. Oh, no, wait, I lost it. She's not the jerk, but I feel if she were to keep this from him any longer, mm-hmm. she might be the jerk. Mm-hmm. Honesty is the best policy. Okay, you know what? Is she the jerk for keeping this past from her new man? He does not know that she used to date this friend, and now he's becoming friends with him.
Thruple loading.
Paul in Milwaukee said, ain't no one trying to frenzies with exes. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we named her Hiding Heidi.
I love it.
Is Heidi the jerk for not telling her new boyfriend that one of her good friends is somebody she has a past with? He's become friends with one of her guy friends, and she has a romantic past with him, and her new boyfriend doesn't know it.
Guys become friends so fast, though.
I know.
It took was one hangout when they all finally met each other's friends group.
Yeah, well, Betty in Waukesha said on the text line, my husband's friend group is super incestuous, and they all date the same women. I'm an outsider, so I do not share in this past, but if my husband and told me about his past relationships with some of his current friends, wives, and girlfriends, we would not be together, period.
Mm-hmm,
She's a big old jerk.
Okay. Huh?
Fine. Well, let's go to Jessica in Kenosha. We'll start with her. She said, this is not a way to start a relationship.
So should she have said on the front end, hey, by the way, before we come in here, this Jason guy,
maybe.
We used to date. That's like warning them so that you're on 10 already.
Well,
why would you set that up?
It's better than putting them in a position where they don't know and they're the last one to find out. You
fair.
Said this isn't
I
the
agree.
Way to start, Jessica.
Fair.
Yeah, jerk.
No, that's a horrible. He's a jerk. She's a jerk. That's a horrible way to start a relationship. Mm,
okay.
That's not, you're starting it on a dishonest foundation.
Yeah.
That's fair. No,
and then the trust,
fair.
You're going to have trust issues later if he finds out, because he's going to be like, why wouldn't you just have told me this if it wasn't a big deal?
Right.
And did he ask her directly?
No. No.
Oh, I thought you said that. Okay.
No, well, then she definitely would have been a jerk times 100. But
if
no,
she lied about it, yeah.
She introduced all her friends and family to him. They've been together like 5 months, but she didn't tell him that one of her good guy friends she has a past with, and he hit it off and now is friends with that guy friend.
Only introduced Jason as Jason, not my ex Jason.
Yeah, I didn't say any of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's horrible. Starting a relationship off on a lie. Horrible.
I would feel stupid if you did that to me and didn't tell me it was your ex.
Do you guys not feel like this is also partly her being protective of her friends, her family, the people around her, and the fact that it isn't only her story to share, maybe being a little conscious of the environment, that it was just their first time meeting and she didn't want to overwhelm anybody or everybody? Is that
I
not
get
possible?
That. It's possible.
Still
but
jerky?
We all know it's a problem down the line
Hell
when he
yeah.
finds out.
Yeah, facts.
Please.
I'm saying that it's going to come out and then it's going to be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Jessica says jerk.
Kicks it off.
Thanks,
you, Jessica.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Chris in Greenfield. Chris with the nice voice.
Oh, Chris?
The
Chris.
Ladies love Chris, but Chris is married. Sorry, ladies.
Chris, his lady loves him.
What up, dog?
Chris, is she the jerk for keeping her past from her new man?
She definitely the jerk. She's being a little too sneaky for my taste.
Oh.
Especially off jump.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I just feel like if it, as you guys said, if it's not that big of a deal, and it's not that serious, then what's the harm in, just ripping the Band-Aid off right away?
Because think about it, Chris, and I don't mean to cut you off, but she's not the one that felt this.
Mm.
Her family member was like, oh my gosh, you didn't tell him about Jason?
Her cousin, yeah.
She hadn't even thought about it because it wasn't a big deal to her. It wasn't until somebody else put their thoughts and impositions on what your relationship is doing that she went, oh my goodness, am I the jerk?
Yeah.
Maybe, because she didn't think so. 5 years had gone by and they was like, dude, that is my homie. That is my brother.
Yeah.
I will never and should never, so why would I have to share that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's thinking.
Well, Tara from Janesville.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
But that's not always that may not necessarily be his thought of his thought process.
His spin on it.
Like, he may not have the same intentions. Like, he may still have those little bit of feelings for her, and you know, something may happen. Like, I feel like just the longer you let that situation boil and simmer, that topic is going to come off.
If there was an attraction, they can find it again. I'm just saying.
100%.
This is what Tara from Janesville texted in. She said, 5 years ago was COVID era. Life for everyone was weird, but eventually that detail will come out. Better to come from her.
Yeah, better from her.
And yeah.
Yeah, I guess better sooner than later for
all
sure.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Yep, y'all be gone.
All right, you too. So we got two jerks right now. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee and see if she's going to go any other way. Hey, Tiffany.
Hello.
All right. She didn't tell her new boyfriend that one of her friends is an ex, and now he's hitting it off with the friend. Is she the jerk?
Everybody's asking, like, why? How would she tell him? And blah, blah. And she could just be totally honest. I didn't think this was going to be a big deal, but seeing how you hit it off with him, I think I should tell you that we have a little bit of a history. And here's why she's a jerk.
Oh, because,
jerk. Because there is power in the trust and unity of her and her new boyfriend. So if, let's say it does get brought up by Jason, and then her current boyfriend knows, he's like,
he's ahead of the game.
He
doesn't look stupid.
And it makes them look more unified together 100%. As a team. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right?
Because they're telling each other everything about their lives versus like, well, this isn't important.
Yeah,
but it's like, but I still think you should get the heads up just in case.
Just in case.
The closer couples are the ones who tell each other a lot
for
more.
Sure.
Our best friends,
But the heads up happens after you realize the relationship is flourishing with them as bros, right? Before, they might have not ever crossed paths besides that one
time.
For sure.
But now they have.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told him, like, before we go out,
So you're saying she's not the jerk in essence because now she has to tell him.
I would have told him before we went out, but I also wouldn't have taken him to a get-together with my ex-boyfriend, if you want me to be honest.
I'm not one of those be friends with my exes.
I know this is another argument for the show because a lot of people will die on that hill that it's fine.
Be friends with your exes.
I will. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that is another conversation.
Unless we have
avoid
kids, no, thank
situation.
You.
Yeah.
All the sticky for sure.
Yeah. So, but you were right. What you said in the beginning, Tiffany, was why is this so difficult? This is not that hard of a conversation to tell your
it's
new man.
Not.
If you're being honest and truthful and trustworthy, what's the big deal?
And especially
for
now.
Sure. And the bigger deal you make of it, the harder and
then
weirder
it gets.
And
yeah,
the longer
it's
you
not
wait,
a big deal.
Especially
yeah.
now that they're hitting it off, you do have to tell them. I 100% agree with that. That's genius. And be like, hey, since y'all are hitting it off. No, that was perfect. Perfect.
Well, we didn't need advice, but
Tiffany,
she got it instead.
Tiffany
got it anyway. Thanks, Tiffany.
We love you guys.
Love y'all back.
I love you too.
You too.
Well, there you go. It's a jerk for not telling her new man that her friend is her ex.
Sweep, vacuum,
awkward.